Move on to the matter of John and Joanne Kirkpatrick here. Agenda item number five. Mr. Badger.
For your commission members that have not seen me before, that have not met me before, I'm Hank Badger. I'm the engineer on the Eastern Shore, and I'm also the co-chief of the engineering department. Okay, Mr. and Mrs. John Kirkpatrick requests authorization to construct a 45.5-foot by 6-foot addition to their already permitted 1,220-square-foot T-head pier and dock house situated adjacent to their property along Chesconessex Creek in Accomack County. Quad sheet showing the Eastern Shore. This is 13, kind of an Ancock. The arrow is on the north side, and the Kirkpatrick's property is on the north side of Chesconessex Creek. Of course, this is the Chesapeake Bay. A little closer view. Again, Kirkpatrick's property. Kind of an Ancock. This is a 2009 aerial showing the Kirkpatrick's property. It approximately starts here and continues on down to somewhere in this general area. It's about 560 linear feet of riparian frontage. And again, this is a 2009 photo showing the old pier before it was rebuilt and the L-head or T-head and dock house, which was not rebuilt. This was what existed in 2009. Just to go back a little bit of history, the commission in their May 2012 meeting approved an after-the-fact application that was submitted by the Kirkpatrick to retain an unpermitted 27-foot by 14-foot dock house, which is right here, over a portion of their pier. The commission also approved their request to retain a reconstructed private pier that exceeded the statutory exemption for private piers. Even though the existing 1,220-square-foot T-head was not part of the reconstruction, it was included in the above permit, and the T-head and dock house has been in existence since the late 70s and early 80s. Part of the commission's approval was conditioned on the Kirkpatrick's removing an abandoned crab house that was located in Chesconessex Creek and the associated pilings within a reasonable amount of time. Patrick's property is down here on the bottom right. The crab shed that was abandoned and the Kirkpatrick's removed is up here, and they did remove it in a timely manner in 2012. As a matter of fact, if they'd waited one more month, Hurricane Sandy would have taken care of most of their problem and probably cut the cost of their removing the pilings by 50% or more. In March of last year, the Kirkpatrick submitted a new application seeking authorization to construct a 54.5-foot by 6-foot addition to their already permitted 1,220-square-foot T-head. They explained that Hurricane Sandy did considerable damage to their dock house and necessitating the repair of windows, siding, and air conditioning unit. The Kirkpatrick's installed a line of pilings in the summer of 2011 and anticipating of decking over this area as a work platform and to support the central air conditioning unit. This was prior to the commission's approval of their after-the-fact application. These were the pilings that were installed at the same time that they redid the pier itself. The proposed 327-square-foot addition would increase the size of the T-head to 1,547 square feet and would exceed the 400 square foot statutory exemption for private pier platforms by almost 400%. What you see here is what is permitted, and what you see in red is what they're asking for, which would increase the total decking and dock house to 1,547 square feet. These are just some ground shots showing the area that they would like to platform out over top of. And you can see the existing pilings. Again, closer view. It goes all the way to the end of the existing platform. looking back in the other direction. And now we're just going to go around the sides. This is the end of the where the platform would come all the way out here. We received an application from the Patrick's attorney, Mr. John Polson, back in September of last year, stating that Kilpatrick's are willing to remove the remaining pilings of another abandoned crab shed that is located in Chesnessex Creek, provided the commission allow them to construct the 327-square-foot platform addition. They feel this could benefit both parties and serve to mitigate any adverse impacts associated with the requested construction. The applicants have been subjected to the public interest review, and no state agency has commented on the project. No protests have been received related to the project. A little close review of the crab shedding structures that are abandoned in the creek. This one, Kilpatrick's removed. And this is the structure that the Kilpatrick's are willing to remove in, for mitigation for the 327-square-foot platform at their pier.
Can you go back to that? I'm sorry to interrupt. May I ask a question?
Please.
In relative to this, where is their pier?
Their pier is here.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Thank you.
This is the structure as it exists now. As you can see, it was a lot more to it before Hurricane Sandy came. And now it's pilings. It is a navigational issue. You can see the channel being marked close by. And it is potentially a safety issue. Closer view. This was taken at high water. Mr. Polson has a photo that shows it at low tide also. And we'll just leave this up because this is the area in question.
Excuse me. Would you go back, Hank, and I saw a red can there, and there's a green one right there. So these pylons are in the middle of the channel.
No, they're not.
Or it's just the photograph kind of makes it look like
I
that.
Think it's the photograph. Channel is actually more in this area over here, but it's close.
Mm-hmm.
All these crab shedding operations. The only one that's still in use is this one down here in your far bottom of the page.
Further question,
please.
And have we designated who owns this facility or old facility?
I'm pretty sure I know that it's probably the Edwards.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Polson, I believe, probably got information on that.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Patrick. Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Patrick.
Let's go to the summary recommendation.
Please.
When reviewing proposals to build over state-owned submerged land, the commission Evacuous guidelines direct staff to consider, among other things, the water dependency and the necessity of the proposed structure. The intended goal of this review is to limit the encroachment of structures to the minimum amount necessary to reasonably achieve the intended use. Reducing the size of the structures to the minimum necessary to serve to reduce the potential adverse impacts on neighbors and the general public, as well as the potential for building materials to enter the waterway during storm events, or when structures fall into a state of disrepair. Perfect example is what we've got out there right now with those old crab shedding operations. The Kilpatrick's indicate in their application that the addition to their T-HID is for maintenance of the dockhouse and support of an air conditioning unit. Staff does not believe their request is consistent with the Commission's subaqueous guidelines, nor the definition of water dependency that was adopted by the Commission back in 2003. As such, we cannot support the proposed 327-square-foot addition to their existing 1,220-square-foot T-HID. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the entire project and considering all the facts contained in 28.2-1203A-5 and 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, Staff recommends denial of the 327-square-foot addition to the private pier T-head. In addition, Mr. and Mrs. Kilpatrick have suggested to the Commission a unique mitigation plan. However, staff cannot support their request. We believe the project should stand on its own merits. It is important to note that should the Commission decide to accept the applicant's offer to remove the remains of the old crab shed as some form of mitigation, 28.2.12.10a of the Code of Virginia requests the Commission try to identify or locate the owner of the property. After a diligent search, the Commission cannot ascertain the identity. The Commission may have the property removed from the state waters after giving notice by publication once in the newspaper, general circulation in the area where the property is located. I'm here to answer any more questions, and Patrick's and their attorney is here.
Any questions from the Commission? Mr. Plumlee.
Do we have an estimated cost of the removal of those pilings?
I believe it's somewhere in $7,500. So.
All right. The applicant present or represented? Mr. Poulton. Always a pleasure.
Good morning, Mr. Bull.
Good morning.
Social members, worthy adversary.
Right back at you, boss.
I represent Mr. and Mrs. Kilpatrick. The dock house,
sir,
which was constructed.
Sir, could you say your full name, please?
John J-O-N Poulson, P-O-U-L-S-O-N.
Thank you, sir.
I'll take judicial notice of that, Mr. Bull, at this point. The dock house was constructed probably 30, 35 years ago, and the commission gave an after-the-fact permit for that back in 2012. And I would note that the equities in favor of the Kilpatricks were so great that I actually got a unanimous vote of the commission, which oftentimes does not happen. And what you see on the inside actually existed at the time that it was permitted. The pilings were there when the commission approved what was there at the time. And basically, we only want to deck it, is what it amounts to, for repairs for the inner side of the dock house, and also to stabilize it. I have one picture, and you will see in that picture, if I'm in the 2x6 is there to stabilize it after Harrington sanding. But essentially, the only thing we're asking is permission to go ahead and deck it again to be able to get to that side of it, as well as basically to stabilize it, because he had some concerns after Hurricane Sandy, to say the least. I suspect some people would have on a Saturday morning simply gone ahead and done it, but Mr. Kilpatrick did not do so. He did what he was supposed to do and made the application for the permit here today. When you look at it, you will see that the area of the state bottom there's absolutely no use to the public whatsoever of that portion of the state bottom. There's no oyster grounds, nobody can fish there. It has no use as a practical matter. The Kilpatrick's thought or concept, I guess, is essentially this. If we're going to ask to intrude on state bottom, encroach on it, we need to do something to mitigate or improve state bottom. It seems like a reasonable concept. And basically what they are willing to do is somewhat dynamic. And as Mr. Badger has indicated, they are willing to, in the way of mitigation and to offset whatever use of state bottom may be there, to remove what is like 100 poles right off the county dock.
Can you show those complaints?
And basically, you kind of get a perspective there, as Mr. Badger indicated. It's not in the channel, but it's between the channel and the county dock. And again, this is a public dock owned by Accomack County. There was an old crab house on it, at least to Hurricane Sandy came along. In fact, part of the dock house ended up, or dock house, part of the crab house ended up on the Kirkpatrick's property. It's approximately 100 old poles. As you can see, and compare that with what you saw before beside the existing dock house, this is an exceedingly large encroachment on state bottom. It's in the middle of the harbor. Northside Chestnut is right there. It's adjacent to the county public pier. It's an obstruction to the use of the county pier. It's an eyesore, and again, no one could use the area adjacent to the Kirkpatrick dock house. The area in consideration where the 100 pylons are is much long, much larger than what we would impact by doing the decking. The cost to do this to the Kirkpatrick is some $6,500, and this is a quote from Perpetual Marine, which is one of the marine contractors on the shore.
Thank you.
The actual owner of the old crab house, who is Mr. Edwards. Mr. Edwards is somewhat aged at this point, Social Security, retired, and obviously does not have the funds to do it. And as we've heard before, the commission doesn't have funds, unfortunately, to be able to do things like this, which it probably would like to do. Now, Accomack County, I was discussing in general a matter with one of the members of the Board of Supervisors yesterday, and next thing I knew, she went to the county administrator. And the county administrator has emailed me a letter yesterday afternoon, which he asked me to give to the commission. And if I can read part of that letter to you. Dear Mr. Colson, referencing our conversation this afternoon regarding the above subject, it is my understanding that it may be of interest to DMRC officials to know the county's position relative to the potential for removal of certain pilings which appear to be located in or very near the navigable channel in Chesapeake Creek, and also nearby public dock owned and maintained by the county of Accomack there at the end of Northside Road. Based on a photo apparently provided for the matter and shown to me today by a board member who explained, as well as county drawings provided by Mr. David Fluhart, the county building zone administrator, it is my perspective that the safety of the area would be substantially improved by the removal of these pilings, which appear to me to be numerous, the removal cost estimated at $6,000, and certainly located in a spot near our active dock, which commercial fishermen and others often use to access the water. The removal of the pilings was under consideration, as I understand, as remediation of some issues involving Mr. Kirkpatrick and VMRC. We are all well aware that pilings left exposed are a safety hazard at all times, but particularly near areas which are required for close navigation and in channels. In addition, of course, pilings left to rot tend to deteriorate to the waterline and become an even greater hazard as they are nearly invisible. We occasionally see, and certainly the DMRC often sees, examples today of such pilings rotted to the waterline and which are considered to be significantly dangerous to human health and safety. Please also know that the county has no plans or budgets to remove pilings such as these, making any opportunity to remove them more advantageous in our eyes. Now, the county administrator goes on to point out, you know, I don't want to get involved between BMRC and the merits of the thing. This is simply their position on the removal of the pilings, and Accomack County is weighing in to what a benefit it would also be.
Thank you.
that these are the kind of things that we maybe ought to look at with a practical eye or approach, as opposed to being a straight academic, so to speak. And denying the application benefits actually nobody, nor the subaqueous bottom. Now, staff makes a comment in their comments. They say this: the intended goal of this review is to limit the encroachment of structures to the minimum amount necessary to reasonably achieve the intended use. Reducing the size of structures to the minimum necessary serves to reduce potential adverse impacts on neighbors and the general public, as well as the potential for building materials to enter the waterway during storm events or when the structures fall into a state of repair. I'd really like to address the comments that staff made with what I would suggest to be the real operable facts in this particular case. Number one, it obviously benefits the Kirkpatricks. Now, looking at the property itself, the fact that it has existed over 30 years, what the Kirkpatricks has spent on the property, including back some couple years ago to get the after-the-fact permit, and what they're willing to spend now to remove those poles, it hardly seems that this is going to be a structure that's going to end up in disrepair and create any problem in the creek, so to speak. There is no further detriment if it is done to the use of the subaqueous bottom beside the existing dock house. As you can see from the pictures, there's absolutely no potential use for anybody other than the Kirkpatricks. C, it significantly benefits the commission and a large area of subaqueous bottom. Basically, it puts it back into public use because nobody can use it now, as it is showing right there. It benefits the county of Accomack, whose public dock is impacted by the old islands. It benefits the boating public who uses the waterway and who might, especially with somebody that's not familiar with the area, come in at nighttime and impale a vessel on these islands with potential personal injury. It also removes an eyesore in the middle of Northside Chestnut Harbor. And, you know, what is in disrepair already is obviously that, not the Kirkpatrick's dock house. You know, the underlying purpose of the subaqueous guidelines is to preserve as much as possible of the subaqueous bottom. That is the whole principle and purpose of the subaqueous guidelines. So I would say the permit is totally consistent with the subaqueous guidelines because it puts back this particular area for the benefit of the public and for Accomack County and far outweighs what the Kirkpatrick may be taking up in basically unusable subaqueous bottom beside the existing dock house. There's been no objection to this application, and we would respectfully ask the commission to give them the authority to do which they have tried to do in a lawful manner, and you don't always see this with things that come before you.
Questions from the commission? Mr. Plummer.
Let's just say I completely agree with everything you've just said. Is there a way for us, lawfully, I'm trying to figure out how this would work, and you may have thought this through, if the commission said, as a condition to this, remove these pilings, you do know who the owner is, are we able to secure his authority so we're not going through some longer process here from our end? So so that you have authority to go on his, you know, to remove the piling.
I've already tried to address that. I have spoken with his son, Tony Edwards, and Tony indicates his father would be tickled to death if they were removed, to say the least. This is a situation where we would not have to go through the advertising thing, which was done previously.
Mr. Sessions.
I've got a question for counsel, and I think Hank, too. Is there a code provision that encourages us to look for off-site remediation in a situation like this or prevents it, or is it totally subjective to be looking at this type of remediation in conjunction with an application? I mean, to me, it looks like a good thing, but how does it tie in with the code or policy?
Under Title 12 of Chapter 28.2 of the Virginia Code, I am not aware of, and maybe Mr. Watkinson can help me because he works with it day in and day out, of any requirements for remediation. Are there? I'm aware of it for wetlands, but not for this.
That was what I was going to offer is we have a mitigation and compensation policy related to wetland impacts and try to achieve no net loss. The code doesn't really provide for or is, I guess, silent on the issue of specifically requiring any type of compensation on quote for favor state submerged lands. There are cases where royalties are paid, but in this case it's a private project and we do not charge royalties ever for private uses such as this. So we don't have that aspect of it. So I think it boils down to a commitment on the part of the applicant and the acceptance of the offer, you know, by the commission as a permit condition.
If I may, Commissioner?
Please.
And one other thing I would say in response to your question, sir, is that in my mind it would seem to go under the part of the analysis where you're weighing private versus public benefit. I mean,
Okay. There
is not a specific reference, but in the general reference I would say that's where this would fit.
To tie the public with the private.
Okay. Well, as Mr. Paulson's explained, you know, the private benefit here is that the applicant gets to expand their structure. But the public benefit is removing that eyesore and the impediment to Accomack County's public dock. I mean, is there anything you'd like to add to that, Mr. Paulson? I mean, is that basically the
That's basically it. You know, the public benefit here seems to me to be stupendous, to say the least, versus the private benefit to the Kirkpatrick. I mean, this is a very good thing, and, you know, it's not oftentimes we come in here with something where it appears that everybody wins. And in this particular situation, it is a benefit to everybody, especially to the public and to Accomack County.
Well, and I think also under 1205A4, we consider the effects of the project, and you define the project as both the removal and the addition on adjacent or nearby properties. So I think it does have an overall benefit to adjacent and nearby properties with the project. So, I mean, I think the authority's there for us to, you know, horse trade, basically, to improve the bottom. And my only question was authority from the owner, and it sounds like the applicant is saying they can get the authority.
We're very confident.
Just, Commissioner, I would recommend. And Mr. Paulson, I'm certainly open to anything that you would suggest, but as counsel of the commission, I would like to see something in the supplemented to the application verifying that the owner is the owner and that they've given permission for the removal.
And I don't know how we would time it. I mean, we have no difficulty timing it. At this point in time, if the commission is inclined to approve the permit, we'll proceed to go ahead and get a letter from the owner authorizing the Kirkpatrick to remove it.
And would your client be amenable to making that a condition to the permit issuance, obtaining that?
Yes. And that's what it was before it was moved.
Okay. I wasn't aware of that. Thank you.
You weren't here at the time. That's what it was before.
Okay.
Any other questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Anyone from the public wish to be heard on this, either in favor or against this project?
Mr. Kirkpatrick is here. It was verified. The max is I represent the commission.
Would the commission like to hear from him? I don't think there's the need, Mr. Paulson. Well, the matter is before the commission.
The way that I see it, I think the public benefit is great by removing those pilings from the bottom. And that's kind of the way that I'm feeling about this. That overrides the detriment to the addition that the applicant's requesting.
I agree. Do you want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll just follow up with a comment. You know, oftentimes when we see these additions on the piers that have been after the fact or et cetera, they're not very appealing. I would say in this case we have something totally different, and given the history of the Kirkpatricks and their follow-through on this last tear-down or piling removal, I feel confident that they will, in fact, do what they said they will do again. So I have also that confidence that they will follow through. So in that respect, whenever you'd like to make a motion, I would approve the move to approve.
Well, then I'd move to approve the proposed extension on the T-head as they provided in their application, on condition that they remove the Edwards Crab House, I believe that's the name of it.
Yeah.
And that they obtain the authority of the owner to do that prior to the removal. With those conditions in place, then that would be my motion to approve.
We have a motion.
Second.
Second by Mr. Sessions. Any further discussion?
All in favor, please. Before we move forward, do we need a timeline on removing the pilings in the motion or no?
Mr. Polson, is there any objection to timing it so that the removal occurs prior to the construction of the extension?
I would agree that we ought to remove them before we construct.
Okay. Then I would amend my motion to add that the condition for removal and permission come before the extension is constructed on the T-head. Is that agreeable?
Agreeable, yeah.
Okay.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Yes? Project is approved. Thank you very much.